The first solo exhibition of Frank Bowling's paintings in Ireland last summer came late in the career of an artist who graduated from London's Royal College of Art the same year as David Hockney, that's 1962, and had his first solo exhibition in London the same year. But Bowling's first major retrospective in Britain comes even later, with Tate Britain's show just opened to general and overdue acclaim. This time we hear again from Anna Schneider, a Bowling specialist who took Culturefile on a stroll through the life and work of a painter whose time has finally and undeniably come, while he's happily still around to enjoy it.
His paintings, they're just incredibly beautiful and really allowed to delve into this colour and richness of life, and you really feel that he has put so much life and energy into them, and it's just a visual pleasure. So it is just wonderful to be in a space with his paintings and see this, the painterly qualities, the colours, the light. Frank Bowling came to London from Guyana, at that time still British Guyana, in 1953. He then, after some sort of detours, got really interested in painting and wanted to study. And after a few, attempts to enter the Royal College, he then also managed in 1959. It's very interesting to look at the beginning of his career, in which he did figurative expressionist work, from which he then totally shifts away when he moves to New York in 1967. His career in London wasn't going anywhere further. He was a promising young artist, definitely, but then at the same time, it wasn't moving fast enough, probably, for him. And the other reason definitely is that New York, of course, at that time was really the center of the art world. Anyway, maybe still is. But of course, in the 60s, there were so many interesting debates and discussions going on in New York. And Frank Bowling always had a good sense of where he had to be to really challenge himself as an artist. It is interesting to see that move from London to New York in 67 really also brings a radical shift in his work. He works with stencils and silkscreen techniques and introduces the map like other painters at that time, like, for example, Larry Rivers, Jasper Jones. I mean, the map was certainly a motif that many artists dealt with. But Frank Bowling really found his own way to deal with this formal, but at the same time, subject-based element, and really trying to find his position in the art world, and being, on the one hand, from Guyana, so socialized with education in England, in London, and then going back to the Americas, but in New York, of course, being considered more of a Black artist. And of course, the 60s in New York were not only an interesting times in terms of the arts movement, but also politically a really important time. So there was a lot of debates going on in terms of what Black art really means. Does it have to be politically informed, or is there such thing as Black abstraction as well? That was a real hot topic. And Frank, maybe as an outsider, so not being American, not being from New York, was able to comment in a more distanced way, because he was neither a white artist nor he was a Black American artist. So he was, in a way, a bit distanced from, he wasn't in the midst of it, so he could comment on it in a different way. Initially, his work with very thin layers and washes of acrylic, he then starts to engage in a more pastures and thick layers of paint. They really become three-dimensional assemblage-like paintings. And at that time, he is not painting landscape, but more land, the masses of the land itself. On the one hand, at the beginning of his work in the 60s, dealing with the map as a formal element, and then shifting to more the landscape and the land mass as a subject. When you live in a different culture, and specifically the Black Atlantic, then of course being a kind of source for a specific form of identity, you know, that you always carry a kind of double consciousness with you, and not being also limited to one form of identity or in one culture only. So I think in a way his whole life, that was a very present aspect. He lived a very cosmopolitan life in the sense that he was moving, going back from London and New York constantly. He is really kind of the incarnation or the embodiment of that sort of double consciousness, or even maybe triangular consciousness.
Frank Bowling specialist Anna Schneider on the life and works of Frank Bowling. Frank Bowling's UK retrospective runs at the Tate Britain in London until the end of August.